Thank you, President Norton, and good evening to everyone. I have a couple of very quick announcements, and then I think something very special for the superintendent's thoughts for the evenings, which is you're not going to hear from me. You're actually going to hear from a student, which I'm very excited about. So a couple of quick announcements. It's nearing October, and for me and members of the team here around the dais, I think we've convinced everybody. Many of us and many of us around the Bay will be putting our razors down to raise money for children, for schools, and for our teachers. Yes, it's Statch-a-tober, as in mustache, Statch-a-tober. Oh. The idea is that you create a giving page on www.donorschoose.org/mustachesforkids2013 and pick a project that they would like to help fund. There are currently 163 projects posted for SF schools, many of which are from our teachers. Last year, teachers at George Peabody posted several projects, and Principal Willem Vroe and over 20 parents and grandparents grew mustaches and raised over $20,000. I'm inviting all SFUSD staff and the public to join me in helping hundreds of students and teachers across the Bay by putting down your razor and raising funds for classrooms and classroom needs. You can register at www.donorschoose.org/mustaches-for-kids-2013. We'll post this on the website. So during the month of October, and President Kelly has promised not to make too much fun of me, I will attempt to grow a mustache, all for supporting the kids. General Counsel Davis is also going to do this. I think Deputy Superintendents Lee and Guerrero have agreed. And
me too. Count me in.
I'm not going to call him out, but Commissioner Haney may also be in on the mix here. I'm going to invite, let's all grow our mustaches for kids and raise money. Yeah, Mr. Logan's right on that, too. So he'll probably beat me as well. So we'll be a little furry in the month of October, but it's for a good cause. On another serious note, I also would like to encourage and announce that families will be gathering for the first ever San Francisco Unified School District Family Engagement Institute, where they will meet other families, talk to principals and community organizations to share their ideas, and also learn new and time-honored ways to improve student success. The day will include workshops to explain how current district-wide initiatives affect students in the classroom, how schools build bridges between cultures, and how some teachers and staff are making schools more engaging for families. Child Care for the Day promises to be engaging as well, with a visit from the SF Fire Department, among other activities. So this will be a fun-filled, very informative day for all of our families. This will happen this Saturday, September 28th, from starting at 9:30 at Martin Luther King Middle School, 350 Girard Street. So we encourage our families to come on out. The best learning is always when families learn from each other. So the highlight of the superintendent's thoughts for the evening is I have the pleasure this evening of introducing you to one of our amazing high school students. Her name is Jasmine Valdez Peinado, and she was one of 20 students selected to participate in the high school internship program led by our partners at UCSF, the Science and Health Education Partnership. Each student in this program was paired with a mentor and conducted original scientific research for 8 weeks over the summer. This high school internship program is one of many programs offered every year by SCP in support of science teaching and learning in SFUSD. And I also want to recognize our Director of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, Mr. Jim Ryan, who's here this evening as well to support Jasmine. And this program is active in 90% of our school district's K-12 schools. It also provides professional development to teachers in our K-12 classrooms through its programs, and more than 250 scientist volunteers serve as role models to our students each year. A little bit about the star of the show. Jasmine just began her senior year at Balboa High School, and like many of our students, she's a recent immigrant having moved from El Salvador early in her elementary school years. In high school, she developed a very strong interest in science, especially in biology, and chose to challenge herself by taking AP Biology as a junior. She has also been involved in numerous other school activities, including JROTC and an after-school science club for girls. At UCSF, Jasmine worked under the direction of Tiffany Kwan in Barbara Panning's laboratory in the Department of Biochemistry at UCSF. Jasmine will tell you in much more detail about her research, but in a nutshell, her work contributed to our understanding of how embryonic stem cells work so they can be used as disease therapies in the future. And on a personal note, when I got to see her in action for the first time, she did her presentation in English, and even though I do speak English, I didn't understand half of what she was talking about. And then she turned around and did the same presentation in Spanish, not missing a beat. So truly bilingual, the best of what we have to offer in San Francisco. So if you wouldn't mind helping me welcome to the microphone, Jasmine Valdez Peinado, and would you do a little bit of your presentation for us this evening, Jasmine? Come on over. How about we give her a round of applause?
Okay. Good evening. My name is Marta Jasmin, and I am currently a senior at Balboa High School. And I was a past intern this summer in the SEP High School Internship Program, where I interned in the Panning Lab at Mission Bay Campus, UCSF. I was nominated by my chemistry teacher, Miss Holiday, and was extremely happy and excited when I was accepted. Our lab worked with stem cells, and these stem cells are very important because they have two very important properties. One is self-renewal, which means that when the cell divides, it may behave and look just as the original one. And the second ability is pluripotency, which means that it can become any cell in the body as well. Our lab was interested in the factors that may maintain these two important abilities in these cells. Understanding how such a small part of these specific cells help develop an understanding of how stem cells work will aid our efforts in learning to manipulate stem cells to contribute toward the development of regenerative medicine. The first day of the program, I was extremely nervous, and I think we all were. I saw the faces of 20 individuals whom I would later share such a unique experience for 8 weeks. The first day in the Panning Lab arrived. I was very nervous, and I can speak for the rest of our group that we all felt the same. We didn't know what to expect, and we didn't know what to do. A process that took almost 8 weeks from the beginning, learning the basics, what stem cells were, what even TIP60 P400 even meant, cell culture, transfections, imaging, and much more. That I had no idea before the summer what they were or that such things even existed. Each Wednesday during our meetings, we each shared what we learned and understood about our project. It was amazing to see how week by week we would develop a new vocabulary to a point that our understanding was such in depth that we were able to give a 10-minute talk confidently. My project was about analyzing the TIP60 P400 complex in embryonic stem cells. All of the interns did these talks and talked about the topic and their project, what their projects were, a little background, steps involved to proceed with their hypothesis, results, and future directions. After a talk followed a poster presentation a few weeks after, in which we had a scientific fair where we presented our poster, and we would present various of times, even in different languages, including Spanish, and show our parents and other mentors what we had done this summer. Personally, I learned more than context and technicalities of my project. I built a relationship with my mentor where we discussed career ideas and colleges, worked independently, and learned how to behave comfortably around adults, communication and social skills. Made friends from all around the city from different schools, backgrounds, and different stories. Such a program gives a glimpse of the future, new discoveries. Does much more than what is learned in sitting in class, receiving a lecture, or reading a textbook. It put ourselves right to work to deal with real issues in the world and created a small step towards progress. Being a senior this year, this internship really created a large interest in the science field of study. I learned how many of our projects contributed to problems that existed in our world today. And it really helped me lean towards a bigger goal and deciding what I wanted to study in college. Before this project, I thought science and scientists and anything related to the study was quite boring. But I began to realize that these careers are much more than that and are very unique in their own way, yet help society, science, medicine, and much more advance with just one small question and one big goal. Thank you.
Thank you, Hasmin. I think you embody what we want in all of our students, and congratulations to you. Is there anyone here from your family that's with you here tonight?
Oh, yeah, my parents.
Your parents, okay. Señores, felicidades. Tienen una hija súper excelente. Tienen mucha razón por la cual estar muy orgullosas. Congratulations. You have a wonderful daughter. You have every reason to be very, very proud of her. Thank you.